I got to check out a comic called The Dark and Bloody. This actually came out just this past week. Now, dig this. The actual synopsis is Guns, Moonshine, Monsters. There's a lot going on in the backwoods of Kentucky. Irish Gentry is a war veteran who returned from Iraq to find his options for supporting his family limited. Since they live in a quote-unquote dry county, Iris has turned to running moonshine for his former ranking officer, meaning the men who now share crimes at home and abroad. You see, back in their combat days, Iris's regiment got involved in something they shouldn't have, and now a deadly otherworldly consequence has come looking for vengeance. Dark and Bloody is a haunting new horror series by writer Sean Aldridge of Vic Boone fame and artist Scott Godlewski. I'm very bad with names I haven't actually pronounced before. but no, he's the dude from Copperhead, if anyone's familiar with Copperhead. Okay, see, bam, Adam knows what's up. And the covers by Tyler Crook. The covers I've called out specifically because the covers were dope. Like, seriously, intricate, like, art. And then you open the book and you're like, wow, y'all really spent all the money.
And all went to get you to open it up, and then you're like,
right. Yeah. It's an interesting story. This seems like, though, mind you, it's an ongoing series, but it reads a lot like an episode of the Twilight, not the Twilight Zone, of Tales from the Crypt. It's like you had a soldier who was the guy who was like, you know what, we came across the dead civilians here in this town that was taken out by a suicide bomber. So I'm the guy who's going to, you know, give like some last rites. Are you a chaplain? No, I'm just the guy who's religious. And these were innocents. I'm going to respect their remains. Well, everyone else in his unit is like, nah, man, forget these dudes. Man, they were here. They would kill us as soon as look at us. You know, forget them all. They're sand ends. They're towel heads. They're hajis. They're all this stuff. And just like, okay, so you got the stereotypical army unit of nothing but bigots, except the one guy who, if he wasn't the star of the sucker, would die in three panels. You know this. You know, he may as well be the black dude in the horror movie. All right. You know, I better investigate that strange sound. No, you stay here, blonde people. I've got the only flashlight with half a battery.
Kincaid.
It plays out like, you know, someone get LL out of the stove. It plays out a lot like a very stereotypical movie, but it's not the stereotypical star of it, you know. And it's a comic strip where it's like the nice guy surrounded by everyone else who's an asshole. His wife, asshole. His son, asshole. The people he sells to, assholes. The sheriff, asshole. It's like, okay, now mind you, this was just like, you know, the start of the story, but you all are painting a very blatant picture to the point where once some of the actual quote-unquote horror happens, it's happening to assholes. Mm-hmm. So it's like you're kind of painting yourself in the corner, whereas if this is, you're following this by the numbers, I see where the story is going. Now, mind you, I wasn't jazzed about it to begin with. The setting is like out there in the woods. These really haven't been done well in the past. Besides, like, the Blair Witch Project, I can't think of a story that's really gotten that horror sense, that terror, that suspense. And maybe The Ring, I guess, which wasn't really set in the woods. You know, so it's a hard thing to achieve, and I admire them for trying, but from what I've read so far, this doesn't seem like the story to do it. I'll give it at least two more issues, because you got to give it a chance and see if it picks up. Sometimes they do, but as of right now, The Dark and the Bloody, I can't highly recommend it. But if you're really a fan of this, I'd say at the very least, keep an eye out for it and check it out for maybe one more issue and see if it picks up. But don't be too generous, you know.